So let's review. After completing the three answers to reconcile the two apparently contradicting brises, according to either Rabbi Yochanan or Rish Lakish, see our review of the previous daf, the Gemara gives another case where their machlekes applies. The scenario is the same as before. A man died, leaving two or more wives for Yibam to two or more brothers. Habal Yevamo uvo echad min ha'achin al tzarasa. One brother performed Yibam, and another brother then married the tzar. According to Rish Lakish, he would be chayiv karas, because regarding the brothers, the Isser Eishes Ach remains. According to Rabbi Yechon, he is Iver Ba'ase. As Rashi explains, Ba'is Echur Hu Baina, Ve'ena Baina Beis Batim. V'lav Ha'bo Mechla Ase. He can only be Meyab one Yevama, not two Yevamas. The Gemara goes on to another halacha. I'm Rabbi Huda Marav, Tzara Saita Asura. The Yavim may not be Meyab a Saita, nor Ha Tzara, because Tumah Ksiv Bakarais. Regarding Saita, the Torah uses a term of Tumah in the Pasuk, V'nistra V'hinitma, as it does regarding Arayis, where it says, Al Tetama B'chalela, Rashi adds, Hibet Sarasa B'turis Af Min HaChalitza. A Saita has the halacha of an Erva, even to the extent that they are exempt from Chalitza. However, the Gemara issues two qualifiers. One, this halacha applies only to Saita De Raisa, where she was a Mezid. It does not apply to Saita De Rabbanon, where she was an Oinus, as in the case of Ha'isha Shaholach Bailam Din Sayam. She got married by a ruling of Beis Din based on testimony that her husband died. And it turns out that he's alive. If he then dies childless, she and her tzara would be obligated in Yibam or Chalitza. See Rashi, who cites Machlokes in the sugi there. Two, this halacha applies only to Saita Vadai, where she certainly sinned. It does not apply to Saita Safik, where she merely secluded herself. In that case, Chalitza is Vilemis Ebemis. She's forbidden in Yibam, but requires Chalitza. The Gemara next asks a similar shaila. Hamazli Gerushase Mishanissis Umeis Tzarasa Mahu. In order to explain this question, the Gemara cites a machlekes in the interpretation of the pasuk regarding Mahzi Gerushase. V'yatza mi beisei v'holcha v'hois lish achar. V'yuchol bai laharishan asher sholcha losho l'kachto liyas leili isha achar asher toma toyei v'hi. One may not remarry his divorced wife if she had in the interim been married. From the words achar asher toma, Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippur learns, min ha-nisu'in asura, min ha-iris ha-mutaris. Mahzi Gerushas is only asa if she was married to the second husband, but is mutter if she was only betrothed to him. The Chacham, on the other hand, derive from v'hoysel ish achar, achazu v'achazu asura, even min ha-iris in his asur. Therefore, achri asha tamah is superfluous to Mahzi Gerushas, and rather comes to teach regarding saita, that there is a lav for the husband to stay married with a saita once she strayed. So we have a machlekes whether Achri Asher HaTamah refers to Machzik Rishasai or to Saita. Now back to the Shaila. HaMachzik Rishasai Mishanistis Umeis. Tzarasa Mahu. If he was Machzik Rishasai and he then dies childless, is there Yibam? The Gemara at this point is of the opinion that Rishasai is certainly Asur in Yibam. The Gemara later cites a machlekes about this. The question is whether the Tzara is Misyabemis or Ein Misyabemis. The Gemara has two versions of the Shaila. One. According to Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippur, the Tzara is certainly Ein Misyabemis, since the phrase Achri Asher HaTamah refers to Machzik Rishasai, the reference to Tumah compares her to Arayis with Tzarasa Kamaisa. The Tzara has the same halacha as the Erva. The Shaila is according to the Chachamim. Ein Misyabemis, because although Achri Asher HaTamah refers to Saita, a Mikra Yitzim De Pshutai, and it applies to Machzik Rishasai as well, or Misyabemis, because Kivin De Akri Akri, once it was removed from Machzik Rishasai, it does not refer to it at all. Second version. According to the Chachamim, the Tzara is certainly Misyabemis, because Kivin the Yakir Yakir, the phrase Achar Shratamah does not refer to Machzik Rishasai. The Shaila is according to Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippur. Misyabemis, because although Achar Shratamah refers to Machzik Rishasai, the words Toeva he teach, he Toeva ve'ein Tzarasa Toeva, or Ein Misyabemis, because Achar Asher HaTamah refers to Machzik Rishasai, in the words Toeva, he teach something else. He Toeva ve'im boneho Toevan. The Gemara cites a Mishnah and a Braisa which remain inconclusive. Regarding Rishasai, whether she is Misyabemis or any Misyabemis, the Gemara cites two versions of Rabbi Yechanan. The first version is as we said earlier. He gufa loikimi ba'ili. Darmini kabo chaymer. B'mutru la asura ba'asa lo loikashikain. Rishasai is certainly any Misyabemis because if she was usher to her husband, she is, of course, also to the Yavim, who is in place of the deceased husband. The Shaila is only regarding the Tzara, whether the Kal V'chomer is extended to the Tzara in that she is like the Gerushasai. The second version is, Tzarasa Lekimi Ba'ili. Deloy olam kal v'chomer l'mitchi tzara. The tzara is certainly misyabemis, because the kal v'chomer does not extend to the tzara. The shaila is regarding grishasli. Mi olam kal v'chomer b'makom mitzvah eloy. Whether the kal v'chomer overrides the mitzvah of yibum or the mitzvah overrides the kal v'chomer. The Gemara cites the same Mishnah and Brisa as before, which again remain inconclusive.